Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Twins baseball pregame on the air here in 20 minutes. Dave Schwartz joins us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Dave, I'm told that you're getting out of town. Where are you headed?
We're going camping next week. So my son's been a camp counselor in training for four weeks. And then next week, his scout troop goes up there. So we're going to go up and both the kids. So the whole family is going to camp out for the week.
It's the best. How great is that going to be?
It's nice. I get zero cell phone reception, and it ends up being my favorite week of the year.
I sometimes think that's what we need. We need to be, because none of us have the discipline to, like, you know, take the apps off our phone or whatever. But, like, if you're somewhere with no reception, there you go.
It is incredible what you notice when we just put down our phones and stop checking email and I am a firm believer in the power of nature and being outside.
What's it like to you'll have to tell me when you get back, like, what is it like to have time to just think? Where, you know, that empty time that we used to have.
It can be a little dangerous, but for the most part, it's good.
Well, I don't know, Dave, if people, you know, if you're thinking about the Minnesota Twins right now.
Yes.
I vacillate between, like, a little bit of joy that a team acknowledged that it wasn't going to happen.
Yes.
And so they blew it up. Because we've talked about this before. We're too, like, slightly above mediocre in this town that you never get to burn it down.
I don't understand. And maybe this is a hot take in itself. I don't understand why people are upset about this. For years, decades, we have heard over and over that they're not willing to do what it takes to win. Every team here is just happy being average and just barely making it. And now you have a franchise, whatever their motives are, whether it's looking towards the future or whether it's looking for a future seller. Either way, what they did was acknowledge that the team in its current state is not working and it's not going to happen this year. So they took decisive action to look towards the future and to win. And what I don't understand is people are like, oh, they're just giving up. No, they were out. And if you're not understanding that, then you're not really paying attention. And now this is the front office that's saying, we were so far out, we are just going to say, that's it. We're tired of being mediocre. We're going to look towards the future. We're going to get some pretty good prospects back. We're going to free up a bunch of salary. And then moving forward here, we're going to be a really competitive franchise. This is what good franchises do to win. They break it all down and build it back up. And so I don't understand the sentiment that people are upset that the Twins have finally done this.
I think it is about the motivation, right? It's the fact that I don't think over the last couple of years that ownership has given fans any reason to trust that they are going to reinvest and they are going to rebuild it back up. Because when the motivation feels like you're trying to find a seller, we've all worked for companies. When you're trying to find a seller and you dump salary, and that is sort of what this feels like. What's interesting is when you get down to individual moves, most people aren't questioning too many of the individual moves. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like the Louis Varland one is questionable.
Yeah.
But like Louis Varland was not Cy Young. Okay, let's settle down.
No, he was not. And the Griffin Jack deal, I think, was a surprise. But, you know, we're finding out now that he wanted to be out.
He wanted it. And I don't blame him. And you get why Carlos, that move, you're like, yep, go home. I get it.
Great. And take the salary. Thank you, Houston. I mean, they're going to have major flexibility this offseason to make some serious moves. And now the team is positioned as a much better investment for a potential owner. So people that have been not pleased with the way the poll ads have done things, they gave you a gift. They've made this franchise fiscally a lot more attractive for an ownership. To me, there is zero downside in this. You look towards the future. You have flexibility. You look better towards potential ownership. When I read about all this and I saw all the vitriol and the anger towards the Twins, I'm hitting myself in the head going, you can't ever be happy. They finally did what you wanted. Yeah. We finally have it, and you're still upset.
Yeah, I think, they need to sell this team, right? Like it is.
They need to.
Yeah, it's been tough to sell tickets this year, and a lot of that is that sort of built up anger. But somebody's got to give fans a reason to believe, and new ownership is about the only choice at this point, right?
And you still have Pablo Lopez. You still have Royce Lewis. You still have Byron Buxton. Yep. You still got a number of players Joe Ryan, thank you. You still have you did all of this remortgaging, and you still kept a really good core of players.
Well, let's see what they do this winter, I guess. But yes, like for now, you still have, will they be more aggressive in the offseason? Who knows? It sort of
depends on the ownership.
Exactly.
That depends on if they get new owners and what they're going to approve.
All right, Dave Schwartz, I'm with you. Look, they dismantled a mediocre team. It's just the reality.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not that upset about it, but it is, it's part of the weirdness of baseball when you're five games out of the wild card, where you feel like, you get a couple, you get the healthy pitchers back, you get going, you could be right back in it.
Yeah.
And you're still mediocre, let's be real.
And we're not used to this here. That's
true.
The other thing, at least not in the almost 20 years I've been in Minnesota. I don't remember a time when a franchise has literally said, that's it. We're going to break it all down and go towards the future. And this is the first time it's happened for us, but it's happened many other places on teams that have gotten really good. I think back to like the Chicago Blackhawks of, when they went on their cup run, they were terrible before they broke it all down before they got Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews, and they get all these pieces together. So this is what good teams do. This is like in nature when you burn down the forest grow better, fruitful flowers and trees. This is what they've done.
This is the Canadian
burn.
Wildfire. It's a Canadian.
Yes.
Is it a controlled burn or is it a Canadian wildfire burning out of control? That time will tell. Time will tell. That's very good. I like that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave Schwartz is with us. I'm watching the Lynx on Saturday, and down goes Nafisa. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
Seems like it's not going to be that major, but what a game. My goodness, the Lynx and the three-point approach that Cheryl Reeve has really built, and the defensive game, and then they made a move again over the weekend to get another defensive specialist, Dejanay Carrington. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, that's where, we've heard Cheryl Reeve's frustration at times this year, and it's almost kind of exclusively to their defensive play. And there's not many things that the Lynx do wrong, when you play the way they played. So I think the acquisition, at least, is not necessarily, is she going to be a great offensive player? Maybe not, but they don't need that. They've got plenty of offense. They need defensive help, and I think that's what she's going to bring. They're in win-now mode. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
That move. They're a dominant first-place team right now. They're up, four or five games against New York? I mean, just what a season, and to make a move on top. I love that.
It's win now, and that's what you got to do. When you have all the cards, you got to push in, and that's exactly what they do, what they did. And I think, I mean, to me, they're continuing to be the top as long as Collier doesn't, like you said, doesn't seem like it's too big of an injury, but they got to have her at 100%. But this team looks poised to make a run.
Vikings have their first open scrimmage tonight. Saturday is their first preseason game. Usually they don't play the starters that much in these preseason games. Do you think, I mean, is that going to be any different with really the first chance to see J.J. McCarthy? Or do you try to protect him and make sure he doesn't get hurt?
If it were me, I think he has to play because he didn't play at all last year. Maybe it's just a quarter, maybe it's a half, maybe it's just a couple of series, but you don't want a rookie's first action to be in his first regular season game. You don't want that. He's got to get some live reps. Even if you're quote unquote taking the chance at injuring him. And you know how I feel about this. If you're not going to play a guy, why do you have him? Whether it's, regardless of the sport, we've had this conversation before.
Yes.
Play the game. Like he played for 19, 20 years of his life and he's still alive. He can handle a game or two in the preseason, but you have to let him see some real live reps that aren't his own teammates before you throw him into the regular season game one.
Dave, have a great time camping. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
I would say I'll text you, but we'll be off the grid. I'm looking forward to it.
It'll be awesome. Dave Schwartz, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Thanks, bud.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.